This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. We all know that newspapers in Michigan are declining, but one newspaper editor in Ann Arbor isn't worried.
My name's Lucy Tobia. I'm the editor of the Murray Times.
How long have you been the editor of the Murray Times?
I started it when I was about 8.
And how old are you now?
10.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, 11 in June.
And that first paper, Lucy, she just decided to start interviewing interesting people who live on our street.
It was half a page about. Now they're about 10 pages to 8 each.
Let me get that straight. Right now, your newspapers that you are the editor of are 8 to 10 pages.
Yeah, it's fun. Takes me a month to complete each one.
Where do you come up with the ideas?
I think about each house on the street and decide which one. Mm-hmm. It has the most interesting news right now.
What kind of questions do you like to ask people?
First, I usually start asking them about the general things, and then I go deeper down and ask them about how they feel about it, how's it changed their lives.
Yeah. What do you hope that the Murray Avenue Times does for your neighborhood?
I hope it brings everyone together, like in the winter when everyone's locked up in their houses. I hope it teaches people more about what's happening outside their walls.
Yeah, I'm reading the headline of one of these called Snowblower versus Shoveling versus Youper Scooper. Did you write that one during the winter?
Yeah, it was during a big snowstorm. Everybody was trying to figure out the best way to clear the snow.
Lucy, I wonder, you know, especially someone your age, it feels like lots of times I see people your age, they're on screens, right? They're
yeah.
like on their iPhones or on their tablets or their parents' tablets. But you're producing a newspaper, actual paper.
Yeah.
What made you decide to do it on actual paper instead of, you know, like Twitter or text messages?
Well, I do have a website, but I think it's more interesting to read it on paper because you can read it and it's better.
Lucy, do you like read the news? I mean, you're writing news, but do you keep track of what's going on in your community?
I like reading the New York Times, and I read the national section. That's my favorite section.
And what kind of stories interest you in the national section?
There's one about a little boy whose dad had went off to fight in Vietnam, and that was really sweet. And
what do you want to be when you grow up?
I think I want to be a journalist or an editor.
Uh-huh.
I like asking people about their news and writing. I want to write a book.
About what?
I was have an idea for a realistic fiction book about an orphan girl who lives with her aunt.
I can't wait to read it.
Yeah. Hmm. It's fun.
So now that you're being interviewed, which do you like better? Do you like asking the questions or do you like answering questions?
I think I like asking them. It's funner to learn about people's information, things that you wouldn't guess happens in real life.
Okay. Well, Lucy, thank you for coming into the studio today. Lucy Tobier is the editor of the Murray Avenue Times in Ann Arbor. She gets help from her friend, Linnea. Are there any questions that I didn't ask that you would want to answer? You're the one that's good at asking questions. Think about, are there any things that I should have asked you that I forgot about?
Maybe about the Murray of Times in a few years.
Oh, I like that question. So, Lucy, where do you see the Murray Avenue Times in like 2 or 3 years?
Well, I either would have forgotten about it, or I would have made it a little bigger and made it an Arbor uh-huh. paper, not just a street paper.
The whole city of Ann Arbor?
Yeah. That would be cool.
There'd be so many more stories to cover.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard basing it just on one street.
Okay. High five. Nicely done.